Hello, 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 once again, all my fellow patriots and you filthy leftist stalkers out there. You are listening to Angela's Soapbox on Raging Leftist Radio. My name is Angela Box, and y'all, I don't know where this show is going to go today. I literally do not. So we're just going to roll with it because I'm looking at my notes. And I mean, it's so much crap, as I always say. And I have no idea how I'm going to get to all of it. I'm literally just going to go through my notes and just talk about what I want to talk about. So before we do all that, if you're new to Angela's Soapbox, you can find everything warehoused on angelassoapbox.com. I put my videos, podcasts, the whole thing. Past articles I've written are on there. I need to write another article sometime because I actually am a pretty good writer, but it's so dark and depressing, isn't it? Like, I don't even know what I want to write about. It's like, throw a dart, pick something horrible. Anyway, this podcast is turned in, this Raging Elephants Radio broadcast is turned in podcast form on Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio podcasts. I'm on BitChute and Rumble at The Box That Rocks. Still don't have my Twitter, by the way. That's a neat little story I'll tell you about, but you can find me on Instagram at The Box That Rocks. Facebook is Angela Box Public and Truth Social is at Angela Box. Okay. So yeah, let me tell you that Twitter story real quick. Cause I think I figured out how the left wing censors are still working over at Twitter. And of course, Elon cannot fire everybody and he can't know everything that's going on at all times, especially because Twitter has many campuses throughout the world. But, The Twitter people, you know, they're like, okay, upon further review, because I appealed why my thing was suspended. And I was like, hey, you know, I want my Twitter back. I talked about COVID and I talked about election fraud and I talked about how masking was ridiculous and how HCQ and ivermectin are working. And they're like, okay, well, we'll unsuspend you. And then they said, well, you're going to have a two-step verification system. Y'all, I can't even remember if I talked about this last week. So if I'm repeating myself like Hannity, forgive me. I my mother was not a prison guard, okay? I don't remember if I said this or not. So anyway, I did all that, and it's like, okay, you need a two-step verification. So it said, we're going to send you a text with a 6-digit code. Never got a text. Never get a text. I have appealed this over and over and over again to Twitter. And I'm like, listen, guys, I don't know if this is your little trick to not let problem children like me back on the platform, but I'm not getting your code, okay? They won't send it to email. They will only text it to you, and I don't get the text. So I'm like, I'm wise to your game, Twitter, okay? And it's really, you know, it's just maddening because Twitter is the platform with the biggest reach and it's the biggest platform with the easiest engagement on it. And it kills me because I want to be on Twitter and they won't let me back on. So like I've said many times, they've had a bullseye on me for a long, long time since 2014. And I don't expect it's coming off anytime soon. So c'est la vie. Maybe one day I'll meet Elon Musk and be like, dude, can you give me the code so I can get back on Twitter? That would be great. Anyway, all right. Every week on my show, I like to dedicate a sea turtle killing plastic straw. Maybe this, you know, a mask since they're destroying all the coral reefs at the bottom of the ocean. But the sea turtle killing plastic straw. Y'all, I don't even know where it's going to go exactly. But I guess it's got to go once again to the Biden administration, because they are doing the most to push this PSYOP. The look over here, look over here. There's all these UFOs now in the sky that the big, bad, tough Joe Biden and the equally tough Justin Trudeau, the two most worthless pussies in politics today, two of the biggest criminals in politics today, well, they're just shooting down all these objects out of the sky all of a sudden. So it's going to the PSYOP, basically, and Biden's DOD, Darth Vader, Lloyd Austin, who are trying to misdirect everybody and gaslight everybody. So let's take a swig of our peach iced tea, which I just did. Okay, so let's talk about this. Biden, you know, we know that last week the Chinese spy balloon, they're now saying, oh, we got so much information from the Chinese spy balloon. It's like, really? What information did you get exactly? Well, we know that they had missiles on board. They had a weaponry on board. This thing was, you know, the size of three buses, and it had all kinds of stuff inside. And you're saying, oh, but we got so much info from China. Oh, really? What did you get? You didn't get anything. They got everything from us. Because again, Biden is China's bitch. And I actually do think people are starting to talk about that a little bit, because we come to find out that there's even more nefarious things going on with the Hunter Biden laptop and the pay to play and the quid pro quo. There's some Saudi Arabia deal now that James Biden was involved with when Joe Biden was president. He brokered a deal, like $140 million deal, and a bunch of it went to the Biden family. It's like, it's so gross, y'all. So they're using all this misdirection, this, oh, we're shooting things out of the sky left and right, to take your mind off of all this other stuff that's going on. And we're going to talk about all the other stuff that's going on that they're trying to do this PSYOP about and make you not pay attention to what's happening. So China, we know, they went throughout our entire country. They're in Latin America too. They're in Canada, wherever the hell they want to go, evidently, in North America and Central America and South America, or excuse me, Central America. And they're just, you know, just getting all the intel they need for when they invade, I guess. I mean, they're probably trying to figure out, where is the United States most vulnerable? Where should we attack first? I mean, all of these losers are literally on TikTok talking about transgendering their kids and, you know, trans lives matter. And that's all these woke psychos are worried about. So we're just going to invade and take it over and get rid of the Constitution while we're at it. And once they do that, y'all, does anyone have any doubt that China at this point has been amassing a massive military, has been amassing a massive infantry, naval, air force, whatever they're doing? They have nuclear capabilities. They are quickly becoming the second largest producer of goods in the world next to the United States. And the United States is rapidly losing their cachet because of all the outrageous things that our country is doing now with the help of the Biden administration. I mean, they've really flushed it down the toilet in a little over 2 years. It's remarkable what's going on. So China has amassed a massive military right under our noses while we are worried about vaccinating service members and purging patriots from the military, and while we are worried about making everything diverse and inclusive and tolerant and woke. And whatever the hell else that the military is doing to our poor people. They're not worried about fighting the enemy. They're not worried about securing America. No, they're not. No, they're not. Because as we see, what you look at what a country puts its money behind, that's where you see where the country's priorities lie. The country, this country, is now worried about Ukraine's borders. It's trying to start a war with Russia. I mean, when we found out that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline was blown up by Joe Biden, That kind of is an act of war, is it not? And to Russia's credit, and you know, all these people beating the war drums like, oh, Putin this, Putin that. Give me a break, y'all. If Putin wanted World War III, it would have already been happening. Because I guarantee you, the only reason that the Nord Stream 2 info came out just recently is because all the other intelligence operatives already had it. Russia already knew what the United States was up to. If there's anything I know from, you know, watching these shows, is that these operatives are all over the world, and they all know all kinds of stuff. We have satellite offices all over the place, just like every other country does. So their intelligence probably knew that the United States blew it up with the help of the UK or whoever, like right away. And to Putin's credit, he hasn't started World War III because he understands that this is the deep state trying to foment a war. The deep state and the military-industrial complex wanting to, again, take your eyes off the ball, take your eyes off of what these people are actually up to, which is so much nefarious crap. so much nefarious crap. The government colluding with big tech, the government setting up January 6th defendants like Enrique Otorio of the Proud Boys, which I'm going to get to in the second segment. Because wait till you want to have steam come out of your ears, wait until you hear this about what they did to Enrique Otorio of the Proud Boys. Our government pushing this COVID crap for the last 2.5 years in order to get rid of Donald Trump, in order to push the Green New Deal, and in order to get the Great Reset. Our FBI and our intelligence communities lying about the Hunter Biden laptop, which, you know, 53% of people said, well, yeah, this would have made a big difference in my vote. If I knew the current vice president and now the president of the United States is basically bought and paid for by different countries. Yeah, I think that would have made a difference. But these people go around it and make the narrative that this was Russian disinformation and this was all a lie. Look, all of it, the Spygate, the Russia collusion hoax, the FISA stuff they were doing, spying on American citizens, spying on the president of the United States, Donald Trump. All of this stuff is done by the same people. So what they want more than anything right now is to get a full-scale war going with Russia. I mean, I don't know what the hell else you can say. Because I'm sorry, the way this administration is behaving and the amount of money that we've given to a third world corrupt country known as Ukraine to do what? Secure its own border, which would not take $100 billion. And by the way, why are we running out of ammunition? Why is Ukraine running out of ammunition if the United States has given them $100 billion? I'll tell you why. Because that money is being laundered and sent back to Democrats in the United States and sent to oligarchs in Ukraine. That's why. And if Russia really wanted World War III, if Russia really wanted to start this, it would have already been done. But Russia has said from the beginning, and listen, I am not a Putin apologist. I understand this man was the head of the KGB, okay? I understand what that means. It means it's the same thing as anyone that's head of our CIA, okay? They know a lot of stuff, and they've sanctioned a lot of stuff, and they've done a lot of stuff to protect their country or whatever. That's how we used to think of our intelligence community. Now I think of our intelligence community as deep state operatives, which many of them are. Certainly at the top, upper echelon of the FBI and CIA, they're all deep state. They're all globalists working for the same thing. But once Putin said at the beginning, the reason we're doing this, the reason we're going in, we're going to wipe out the bio labs that United States is helping to fund, which of course the deep state was like, that's crazy. And it turns out it's true. And also we're going to dismantle the neo-Nazi government that's been installed in Kiev, in Ukraine. So that's what he has said from the beginning. In the next segment, I'm going to dive in a little bit more into this. And then I do want to get to the January 6th stuff because it's wild. And they have to distract us. They have to make us think there's a bunch of UFOs in the sky now. And that Joe Biden is this big bad leader shooting them all down. That's what they have to do. So we're going to talk more about that in the next segment. You are listening to the Angela Soapbox on Radio Elvis Radio. I'll be right back.
What's up, Saints and Patriots? I'm Apostle Claver, a proud Texas nationalist, and I'm here to tell you about Texan. For 25 years, Daniel Miller has been working to see the rebirth of the Republic of Texas. His work has been hard, but his passion is deep. For many Texans, there is a deep yearning, a burning to see the prophecy of Sam Houston come true. But the desire of their hearts comes with many questions. Texan has the answer. It's the new book from Daniel Miller and Defiance Press. Texit, Why and How Texas Will Leave the Union. Texit charts the path to Texas independence. This riveting book of facts and philosophy will soothe your anxiety about the coming change and build your confidence that Texans can get it done. You'll want to buy several copies for your family and friends. Like I've said about this governmental mess, the only way out is out. And the best part of Texit, I'm in it. Texit, why and how Texas will leave the Union. It's selling like hotcakes. Buy it on RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Welcome back to Angela's Soapbox on Raging Elephants Radio. Okay, I can't remember what I was going to want to talk about before, but I think it was, let's get to the, y'all, I swear to you, getting old sucks, okay? I need some brain medicine, for real. I'm gonna try this I don't even know what it's called. Like, I was telling my friends today, I literally was going to text someone, and then 15 seconds later, I forgot what I was going to text. Like, that's how crazy how little of an attention span I have now. I now have the attention span of a gnat. Yet, at the same time, I have just crammed in my brain tons and tons of useless minutiae and pop culture facts and things like that. For example, I hate Bennifer. I'm not a fan of Ben Affleck or Jennifer Lopez, but I will say that Dunkin' Donuts commercial they did on the Super Bowl was pretty good. See? Useless minutia. Okay, I think I was talking about the UFO stuff. Okay, yeah, so Lloyd Austin, Darth Vader, and John Kirby, who is thoroughly dishonest, just like Karine Jean-Pierre, they're running out and they're telling people that that these things that are getting shot down, all of a sudden, boom, 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 Joe Biden, the decisive leader, going and shooting down all of these unidentified flying objects. And they're making people think that there's maybe aliens involved in this. No, guys, aliens are not involved in this. I don't have any doubt in my mind that we've probably been visited by extraterrestrials at some point. And because I don't think everyone is lying about what they experience or what they see. Like, I don't think that that's realistic. But in this case, I think it's a psyop. It's a psyop to get your mind and get your eyes off of what they are doing to us and what Joe Biden has done to us and what he has done in the name of getting rich for his criminal family. So Lloyd Austin getting out there and go, we don't know what this is. Oh, dun, dun, dun. Like, cue the X-Files theme music, okay? The truth is out there. It's so obvious what's going on. Like, all of the sudden, these things are just in the sky and you're going to start shooting them down. Okay, really? Yeah, right. And they're still going with the narrative that there were Chinese spy balloons during Trump. But they didn't know about them until now. Oh, really? So that's what you're sticking with. Because here's what they did last week. They threw out the trial balloons, pun intended, saying that there were three spy balloons that went out during Donald Trump's regime or his administration. But that Mattis and Milley and all these other deep state generals didn't tell the president of the United States because they thought he would do something, quote, provocative. So that was the first story. And then when the Trump people came out and said that is completely made up and BS and fake news, then they scrambled. Then they had to go, okay, well, maybe they were there, but he didn't know about it, and we didn't know about it till just now, because Joe Biden is so brilliant and such a decisive leader that he was able to, I don't know, use his crystal ball and look back in time and see that, oh, yes, there were three during President Trump's administration. Such lies, such deception to cover up their malfeasance. It's disgusting. One lie after another, after another, after another. And when you want to talk about lies and compounding lies, and this is the thing about liars, is that, and especially the deep state, they are not going down without a fight. They are not just going to give up and go, okay, you got us. No, They are going to compound lie upon lie upon lie upon lie upon lie. They don't want anyone looking at why they're compounding lie upon lie upon lie. We come to find out this week that old Putin might have been even more right than we know about the biolabs in Ukraine being sponsored or what's the word I'm looking for, funded by Americans, okay? Because Hunter Biden's company, another board he sat on, I think it's called Metabiota. I've heard a lot of this about Metabiota. Metabiota had labs in Ukraine making all kinds of crap. And we come to find out that the Bidens are involved in that too. So Putin's saying, hey, we're trying to get rid of these biolabs and these bioweapons. And that's the whole point of this. They're having a war with the deep state is what I think is going on. And some of you, you know, Ukraine people might be like, that's ridiculous. Y'all, if Putin really wanted this to be over and like take the territory or whatever, it would be done. I mean, the Russian army is so much more powerful than what the Ukrainians are doing, even with all of our money. Because again, the money is not really going to the Ukrainians. It's going back to Democrats as it's being laundered through. And Sam Bankman-Fried pretty much admitted this. Oh, and Sam Bankman-Fried, guess what? He had a $230 million bail set, and some people from Stanford bailed him out. People connected to Stanford, because Stanford is better than you. And his parents are Stanford professors. So I guess they got a bunch of money together to get that precious little angel who was the money laundering conduit for the Democrats out of jail. Because that would be bad news for all of them if he started singing. Which they, look. They'll never let this kid talk. I assure you he will be Epstein'd before that ever happens. And speaking of Epstein, before we get to other things I want to talk about, Ghislaine Maxwell's client list, or Epstein's client list, they keep threatening us with a good time, saying this thing's about to be released. It's like, well, then let's let it, where is it? Come on. Because I have seen this list, and I'm sure you have seen it too. And I'm not going to say the names on here in case it's just a made up list, but I do not think it is. Very, very famous people in government, in Hollywood, in music, in sports, whatever. All kinds of people went to Epstein Island. Now, I'm not trying to say that if you accepted a ride on the Lolita Express, that you knew what was going to be happening on Epstein Island. But I would think that if you didn't know, and then you got there, you would make, and you saw what was going on, and you saw how these girls and young boys maybe were being trafficked and, provided to you for sexual gratification, and many of them underage. I would think that immediately you would get off the island and tell the authorities. But that didn't happen, did it, ladies and gentlemen? No, it didn't. So they are doing everything in their power to make sure this never comes out, which again, it's why we're talking about the dumb little objects in the sky being shot down by Superman himself, Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden strapping on a cape and going up there and pew, 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 shooting down the little green laser guns. That's what Joe Biden's doing. He is a hero, ladies and gentlemen. He is keeping us #save. #stay safe. That is what Joe Biden is doing for us. Thank you, Joe Biden. Anyway, let's talk about other things that they're distracting us from and more stories. I made a video last week about what major stories are the media ignoring this week. Here's one they're ignoring. So Enrico Torrio is the leader of the Proud Boys. The Proud Boys is it's a patriot group. It is not a white supremacist group. It is not a white nationalist group. I have been protected personally when I had a speaking engagement where Antifa was, by the Proud Boys. They escorted me back to my car. And one of the men that walked me back to my car was black. Yes, that's right. Enrico Torrio is black and maybe Hispanic. I'm not sure, but he's certainly black. And Enrico Torrio is the head of the Proud Boys. And they're anti-Antifa. They're basically the opposite of Antifa. So there are people, okay? And as much as they tried to smear them and whatever, it doesn't change that fact. So here's what we found out that the FBI was up to, in addition to all the other crap they've been up to. Enrico Torrio, I believe, is still sitting in jail without bail. I could be wrong on that. But his defense lawyers have now come to find that this document that was purported by the government to be the basis for arresting Enrico Torrio, even though he didn't go in the Capitol. I don't even know if he was there, y'all. He may have not even been in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. But here's what happened. They used that document to round him up and throw him in jail for insurrectionist charges. But here's what we've come to find out, ladies and gentlemen. And again, keep in mind, this is why all the distractions are happening. This is just one thing that they're not talking about. Enrico Torrio received a document called 1776 Returns from a love interest by the name of Erica Flores. He did not solicit it. He did not ask for it. We come to find out that this document, which basically outlined how to foment an insurrection and basically do everything that they said we did on January 6th, like have a blueprint for it, essentially. We comes to find out that no, Enrico Torrio had nothing to do with that. But you know who did? Not Erica Flores. Erica Flores, she was simply the conduit. It was actually our government that wrote the document 1776 Returns. It was the FBI who wrote the 1776 Returns document and used it to frame Enrico Torrio of the Proud Boys and to smear and frame the Proud Boys, who had nothing to do with it, who weren't even there, just like all these other patriots who, again, were invited in the magnetic doors. I don't know who opened those, because it wasn't the patriots busting down the doors. All of this was a setup. These people are being held in horrific conditions. The people that are in the DC gulag who haven't had attorneys for over 2 years or a trial date for trespassing, they're begging to be sent to Guantanamo Bay. Can you imagine begging to be sent to Gitmo? Because they know there that at least the terrorists there, the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and whoever, ISIS, they're treated a hell of a lot better than the D.C. gulag is treating these men and women who did nothing wrong. I mean, even the worst of the worst, if you want to say, oh, the guy with the weird outfit and the stag head or whatever, what'd he do? He walked up and down the aisle of the Senate. He goes and he sits behind the House of Representatives table. Another guy goes into Nancy Pelosi's office, and you're telling me that that's the end of the freaking world? Where, again, Antifa, BLM, nothing ever happens to them. People who murder cops get out after, you know, a few weeks. This a-hole in Michigan State, thanks to George Soros's prosecutors he puts into power, the black guy who walks onto the campus of Michigan State and guns down a bunch of white kids. And evidently there was one black kid, but, you know, again, let me just set this up. If a white 43-year-old man walked into, I don't know, a school and started gunning down mostly black students, what do you think the media would say about that? Do you think the media narrative would be just a little bit different than what it was with the Michigan State? I dare say it would. In fact, when we found out that the Michigan State shooter was black, CNN didn't mention it. New York Times didn't mention it. If they don't mention the race of someone that's doing a mass shooting, you know they're a minority, okay? That's just ipso facto at this point. And it disappeared in 3, 2, 1, because they couldn't make hay with it. But Gretchen Whitmer's trying to it, and she, oh, yes, she is. She's like, oh, this Michigan State, we need more gun control. I hate these people. I detest these people. I detest every single thing about them. People that set up patriots for something they weren't even conceiving of. Y'all, this January 6th thing I've mentioned it before. It was thought up a year before the election because they knew Trump was going to win. They were starting the groundwork a year before. What does that tell you? They are the insurrectionists. They are the traitors. And we have good men and good women dying in jail because of what these sick, twisted, evil people at the top of the FBI and the intelligence community and the government and the deep state have done. Now, I know that karma's a bitch and karma will come for these people. And what you're seeing right now is them kicking and screaming, trying to get karma to stay away a little bit longer, which is, again, why you're talking about things being shot out of the sky. Look over here. It's a UFO. Don't look over here. But I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, they will get their karma. They will. Everyone does. So keep the faith in that. All right, guys, you're listening to Angela Soapbox on Radio Gulf Radio. Two more segments. Don't know what I'm going to talk about. We will see. It's a surprise for both of us. We'll be right back. For all of us. Hang on.
You do it, the RER 2 plus 2 challenge. Howdy, rowdy Texans. It's me, E, the millennial voice of RER. I'm a big fan of RagingElephantsRadio.com. More Texas voters should be listening to RER every day. A better, deeper knowledge of how Texas works will help Texas voters to make Texas more like Texas. The RER 2 plus 2 challenge. Listen to RER 2 hours a day, every day, for 2 weeks. You'll learn more about Texas politics in 2 weeks than you've ever known. Mark it on your daily calendar. Set your phone alarm. The RER 2 plus 2 challenge. 2 hours a day, every day, for 2 weeks. RagingElephantsRadio.com. The rebellious voice of Texas liberty.
Welcome back to Angela's Soapbox on Raging Elephants Radio. Something really sad that has gone on in East Palestine, Ohio over this past week. And again, our media doesn't care. They don't care. There was a horrible train derailment that was weirdly, I don't want to say prophesized. You know how sometimes we in our culture, we come to find out that things that have happened in real life already did happen in books or movies, and they're like, oh, that's a good idea, let's do that. Well, there was a movie that came out, I think, in 2022 that, like, I can't remember what it's called, but it was basically the exact same thing that happened in East Palestine, Ohio. This horrible derailment, and all of these chemicals went into the ground, and they blew them up. I mean, absolutely insane what's going on in East Palestine, Ohio. And because it's a poor white area that voted for President Trump by 71%, the Biden administration doesn't care. The EPA doesn't care. The company, the Northern, whatever it is, Railway doesn't care. Northern Southern doesn't care. Southern, I don't know what it's called. Anyway, the point is, the horrible thing that happened in East Palestine, the cars went off the rail, went off the track. And they thought the best course of action would be to take all of these incredibly dangerous chemicals and blow them up. And so there was a huge mushroom cloud of chemicals over East Palestine, Ohio, that's going into the water and the ground and killing animals and having the fish all die suddenly. Now all the animals are hashtag dying suddenly. And I'm going to tell you what, this could end up being our Chernobyl. Another Three Mile Island of sorts. because you can't just blow up extremely dangerous chemicals into the air and expect nothing, no fallout from it. And it's like, what genius decided this was a good idea? Pete Buttigieg is over there talking about racist roads and how we don't have enough black construction workers, or the big problem we have, ladies and gentlemen, because they cannot ever get off wokeness and they cannot ever get off the idea of seeing everything through the prism of race and gender and immutable characteristics over which we have no control, because they are insane people. Pete Buttigieg says our biggest problem is that we have too many white construction workers. Not that our roads are falling apart. Not that our bridges are falling apart. Not that we're having train derailments. No, no. It's the fact that there are too many white people doing construction work, evidently. I'm like, not in this area. I don't know. Well, I see a lot of brown people over here who speak no English, FYI. Just saying. Don't see a whole lot of whitey in construction areas around here. It's another reason they want an open border, but I digress. So Pete Buttigieg asleep at the wheel. The EPA just, you know, they're more worried about straws than what this chemical blow up is going to do to the air and water in East Palestine and Pennsylvania and God knows where else. And then we also come to find out that their precious windmills or their wind farms are actually having an effect of killing off humpback whales. So we're seeing all these whales being beached. And so there's something to do with the windmills and the hydroelectric power that is causing these whales to be beached. I mean, everything they're doing in the name of the quote environment and quote of green energy, like, you know, saying that 15-year-old kids and 10-year-old kids in Uganda should dig in the earth for 10 to 15 hours a day for cobalt to make the lithium batteries that their precious little electric cars use. That's fine. That's fine. A bunch of white poor people in Ohio having no water and choking on the air. That's fine too. Good. We can kill off some Trump voters. Yay. We're dealing with pure evil. Okay. Pure evil. And speaking of pure evil, we cannot go a week without having some corporate wokeness being shoved down our throat. Now, the Super Bowl was last week, and, you know, up until about the third quarter, I really didn't have a dog in the fight. I didn't really care. I don't really care. But then I started to think about it. I'm like, you know what? Kansas City Chiefs, they haven't bowed down to the pressure to change their names to the, you know, the Kansas City Boilermakers. The Kansas City Haymakers, the Kansas City Wind Turbines, they haven't bowed to the pressure yet, changed their name to mollify the woke psychotics who want every Native American name changed. So I was like, okay. And then I also thought about Philadelphia Eagles. Well, Jill Biden loves the Eagles. Jill Biden is a curse on the Philadelphia Eagles. And also Philadelphia's woke AF. So I was like, okay, I'm rooting for the Chiefs. And it was actually a really good Super Bowl. But what was amazing to me is what happened before the Super Bowl. Before the Super Bowl even started. I mean, it was like, there was so much virtue signaling and woke crap, like, before the game even started. I was like, slow clap, well played. Well played, wokesters. So let's see. We had the Black National Anthem, which is so divisive and so unnecessary, because we don't have a Black national anthem and a Hispanic national anthem and an Irish national anthem and a Uruguayan national anthem and a German national anthem and a Vietnamese national. You get my point. The United States used to be seen as a true melting pot where people from all over the world would come and become Americans. They would assimilate into American culture. They wanted to be a part of American culture. They wanted to speak the language. They wanted to learn about the history of the United States and why we are so unique in the history of all countries that have ever existed. Because we are a country that I believe was divined by God, where all men are created equal. And we have this thing called the Bill of Rights and the Constitution that guarantees our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So we had people from all over the world coming over and assimilating into American culture, but not anymore. Not anymore. Because the wokesters realize the more we can divide people, the more power we have. And that's, of course, what they're doing. So we had the Black National Anthem. We had some Native American guy in full regalia. He wasn't wearing a headdress. Now, I find that a bit problematic, don't you? I mean, if they're going to trot out a Native American guy doing sign language, they should have him full headdress. But he definitely had like some Native American stuff on. And he was like, and doing the sign language for the Black National, or the, they didn't call it the Black National Anthem. They called it, what is it called? Raise your voices and let all voices raise and sing, something like that. But it's known colloquially as the Black National Anthem. Well, signing for the Black National Anthem is Chief Running Waters Featherhead or whatever the guy's name was. It's like, okay, all right, check. Black National Anthem, check. Native American, check. Sign language guy, check. LGBTQ, this is what really kills me, how the military is, you know, no one is scared of us anymore because of crap like this. So they go out and they show a lineup of a bunch of military standing in certain formation. And in the middle of the formation, they had different uniforms, and they were all shades of the rainbow. So it was like LGBTQ, check. And then the all women flyover, which they made sure to make sure that we knew about the all women flyover with the airplanes, check. And again, this is before the game even started. But I will say this, Chris Stapleton did a great job. And I was like, oh, Chris Stapleton, because I normally don't love new country. But I was like, this guy's kind of like Zach Brownie. Like, he's kind of cool. I think I'm going to look into some Chris Stapleton now because he's kind of down home and doesn't seem too pop, which I hate new country because it's so pop and it's so, it's terrible. It's like Florida Georgia Line, I think, is like the worst embodiment of that. But I mean, I could go on. There's so many, you guys. But Chris Stapleton was really good. So it's like they were tempering their wokeness with like, you know, throwing through a few bones to normal America. They're like, we need to still make it woke, but we also know that we don't want to piss off half the country again. But they shoved that woke crap in there right at the beginning. So maybe they're like, we got to make sure we get it in there early. So everyone, you know, we can get our virtue signaling points. Sure, that's what they did. And then the ads were decent, whatever. But AOC, check this. So there was an ad from this Christian group called He Gets Us. And I, y'all, this ad was not without its issues too, okay? Talking about how Jesus understands us, and that's all well and good. And, but they were talking about illegal immigration and, you know, stuff like that. It's like, come on, man, come on. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, render unto God what is God's. Didn't Jesus say that? Does that not imply that we should have borders and national sovereignty? Yes, I think it does imply that. Thank you very much, wokesters. But AOC, man, she was pissed about the Jesus-centered Super Bowl ads that encourage Americans to love one another. She said, make fascism look benign. I mean, y'all, the things that the wokesters find offensive, like the nuclear family, understanding that there's only two genders, like working hard for what you want in life and not expecting a government handout, like educating children with real history and real world skills that they're going to need in life, not gender studies crap. Or the idea that math isn't actually racist or white supremacist. It's just math. It's objective. Like, these are the things they find problematic and troubling. That there's a Super Bowl ad talking about loving one another. I mean, wow. Look, Christianity, out of all religions, or more broadly, Judeo-Christian worldview, is the single greatest threat to the New World Order, to globalism, to the woke. Because Christianity, Judeo-Christian worldview, tells us that we look at everybody as an individual. We judge people based on content of character. We love our enemy as ourselves, and we treat others as we want to be treated. Now, I'm not saying other religions don't do that. Don't get it twisted. But I will say in certain Muslim countries, we don't really see those levels of equality, do we? No, we do not. So Christianity is a huge threat to the woke world order. That's what it is, y'all. I just thought of something else. Woke world order. When you tell people to love your enemy, to treat your neighbors, you treat yourself. I would just say golden rule it, man. Just golden rule it. When in doubt, golden rule it. Unless you're dealing with a leftist, of course. And then it's napalm bomb them. But that is the biggest threat to them. So AOC has a huge problem with treating others with respect, treating others as an individual, and looking beyond color of skin or gender or sexual orientation or whatever, or place of origin. She's the one who has a problem. The left are the racists, as per usual. All right, guys, I got one more segment. It is the shoehorning segment, and we'll see what happens because there's a lot of stuff I haven't gotten to. I know, Kelsey Breeze. You're listening to Angela's Soapbox on Raging Relevance Radio. Be right back.
Here's how to use the RER app on your commute and get the latest Liberty 411. First, download the RER app on your smart device, phone or tablet, Apple or Android. Search Raging Elephants Radio in your App Store or Google Play and hit the search button on your keyboard. Connect your device to your car audio system. Do it via Bluetooth or auxiliary jack. You riding old school? Stick in some quality earbuds and enjoy the serious HD stereo. No excuses. It's here. RER app.
It's no secret about the censorship that big technology companies are practicing as we speak. Are there ways to get around this? For us, the Raging Elephants Radio, and for you, the Raging Elephants Radio app is the way to do that. It gives us direct communication to you with no middleman, no Facebook, no Google, no Twitter, Raging Elephants Radio, and you in direct connection, no interception. Beat the censorship. Download the Raging Elephants Radio app.
Welcome back to Angela's Soapbox on Raging Elephants Radio. It is the shoehorning segment. Get excited. I'm going to be like, pew, 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 pew. Like, I'm going to be like Joe Biden up in the sky with his Superman cape on, with his green little laser beam shooting down the UFOs. Okay. It's going to be fast and furious, people. All right. So one more thing about the Super Bowl, which I was very happy the Chiefs won because, you know, FJB and let's go Brandon. The wokesters, woke new order, y'all, isn't that good? Can I just take credit for that? I'm gonna go on Twitter and see if that has already been taken, but I'm just gonna start using it. The woke new order is very upset about, quote, minimal representation for LGBTQ, transgender in the commercials. So basically, you know, the advertisers who have been lulled into this false sense of, I don't know what, wokeness through this ESG crap, environmental, social, governmental, this idea that the government gangsters, as Cash Patel calls them, and the woke new order is now pushing companies to be more woke and more whatever. The companies are figuring out that half of the country, if not more, and it's, y'all, spoiler alert, it's more than half the country. I'm sorry. But most black and brown people don't think that it's an imposition to have an ID to vote. Most black and brown people don't want to live in a country where we have no borders and crime is just out of control, especially in their neighborhoods. No black and brown people want an education system that's in the toilet and that's only focused on pushing an agenda. Sorry. And no black and brown people want this LGBTQ crap shoved down our throats 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So the idea that they're marginalized, oh, marginalized communities. How the hell are these people marginalized? They are feted. They are celebrated. They are propped up as better than you. They are shown as trendy, which is why all these kids are now saying they're transgender. Anyway, the GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, which I remember, isn't that cute? When GLAAD just stood for gay and lesbian. I'm sorry. That is not inclusive enough, GLAAD. You need to have LGBTQAAD. Excuse me. That's not even enough. LGBTQAIAAD. That would be more inclusive, GLAAD. So get with it. But they're all upset because the Super Bowl commercials didn't have enough gay people in them, I guess, or transgenders. Because again, you know, it's not enough to have every show that has to have someone with something woke. We have to have it in our commercials too during the Super Bowl. But I will tell you this. I have a friend who watches this horrible rom-commy show on Netflix called Georgia and Jenny or something stupid like that. Look, there is something that you must know about me. I hate rom-coms. I hate the idea of a rom-com. Because like, oh, I wonder if they'll get together in the end. Oh, I'm waiting with bated breath. I hate rom-coms. I hate action movies just for action. I hate extended fight scenes. And I hate CGI. This is why I will and I hate superhero movies. So stupid. So movie making has just become crap, but anyway, that's a whole other story. But there's a show called Jenny in Georgia, and my friend was telling me about it. She was like, oh my God, it's so woke. Like, they have, here are the characters. They have someone who's deaf, check. They have a lesbian, check. They have one girl who's a bulimic, check. They have one person who's a cutter or who does self-mutilation, check. And I'm like, is that all? Excuse me, is that all? Because as far as I can tell, Jenny and Georgia, you don't have any differently abled people. You don't have people in a wheelchair. I don't see anyone in a burqa. And I don't see anyone, I don't see any vegan representation. I mean, hashtag do better. Do better. But anyway, they're all pissed off about that. But it's so funny because everything they believe is not based in reality. This ESG, the trying to shove companies into doing their woke bidding, is not working. And in Florida, the best governor in America, Ron DeSantis, and y'all, I love Ron DeSantis, but I do not want this internal fight in the Republican Party. And Donald Trump, I don't know what the hell he's up to, but he needs to stop calling him DeSanctimonious, because Ron DeSantis is a beast. Okay, not helpful, Mr. Trump, not helpful. But Ron DeSantis over in Florida is basically outlawing or going after these companies that push ESG. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz, whose face is basically dripping down her face. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is an example of someone who needs some work, okay? Like, you get to a certain age, ladies, and you need something, okay? Like this lady, she's got like droopy dog eyes and her jowls. It's like her jowls are reaching her collarbone. I was like, God bless Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I mean, she was never a beauty, but woo, Lord. Go talk to your buddy, Hanoi Jane, and find out where she gets her work done and then go to her doctor. Anyway, so Debbie Wasserman Schultz is all pissed off, wringing her hands that, you know, companies are walking back from this ESG stuff. And I guess that's what we're seeing in the Super Bowl commercials. Because I guess there weren't that many LGBTQ commercials. They weren't as woke as they were hoping for. Sorry. Speaking of things that black and brown people don't want, just like they don't want illegal aliens, this is so delicious. I can't even tell you. Last week, the illegal aliens that had been shipped to New York City via Texas and Florida and Arizona. Listen, all the red states, ship every last one of them to a blue sanctuary state. Every single one of them, do it. Like, I bet you red legislatures throughout the country will be like, how much money do you need to do that? Let's get it done. Because now let the blue states, since they want them, since they want sanctuary cities and they want sanctuary states and they think that illegal aliens are more noble than you and me, people who break the law and then murder people and rape people and drunk drive and who take all the construction jobs, Pete Buttigieg. That's who's taking the construction jobs. Let's not get it twisted. It's not a bunch of whiteies, okay? Anyway, they're starting to realize this is a problem. Wait a minute. You're telling me that a bunch of illegal aliens, and y'all, we're not even talking about millions. We're talking about a hundred, couple, 10,000. Whereas red states have been dealing with this scourge for years and years and years. And what these Democrat people do in the dead of night is they're shipping people and flying people to red states, these illegal aliens. Well, now guess what? The governors are saying, no, what's good for the goose, good for the gander. Here you go. We'll ship them to you. So last week, the illegal aliens, the noble and better than you illegal aliens, decided that they were going to head to Canada because they were like, Canada is going to be a lot better than New York City because New York City is dangerous, yo. Like, imagine, these people are coming from, like, the crappiest countries on planet Earth, the most corrupt, the most overrun with drug cartels and corruption, etc., crime, people just getting murdered, like, horrifically murdered by these cartels. And they're like, oh, New York City, no, I'm out. I'm bouncing out of New York City. And Justin Trudeau in Canada are like, stop sending them to us. They basically told Eric Adams, do not send any more illegal aliens to us. Like, wait a minute. I am so confused, leftists. You said you wanted them. You said they made, you said diversity was our strength and they make our country better. I am so confused as to why you don't want any. I mean, we are just trying to help you out, okay? We're just giving you more illegals. so funny. More examples of their stupidity crashing down on them. CBS News, for some electric vehicle owners, recharging now more costly than filling up. And now, before I get to this hilarious tweet by Aaron McIntyre, I don't know who he is, but it's a very funny tweet. There's this dumb commercial now going around with Hyundai and Kevin Bacon, who I've never found attractive. I think he looks ferrety to me, like a ferret. He's like, ferret. Anyway, he's got his daughter on there, and the daughter's, you know, Gen Z, so hashtag better than you. And she's like, my dad is like totally driving an electric car now. And Kevin Bacon's like, yeah, that's 360 miles for a charge. And it only takes 18 minutes to charge your car. And I'm like, 18 minutes? 18 minutes. And you're selling, you're like telling me that's a good thing. You're like, you're acting like, wow, that's really fast. No, it's not fast. It's as long as a Seinfeld is almost, guys. It's as long as a sitcom is. You're telling me you got 22 minutes every 360. What if you're traveling across the country in this stupid thing? You're telling me that you're going to be stacked behind all the other dumbass electric car users? All of you waiting 18 minutes? What if there's five people in front of you? What if there's 10? It's so dumb. It's so dumb. They think they are so smart. And yet again, little kids in Uganda are digging through cobalt mines for 15 hours a day, doing back-breaking, inhumane labor so you can virtue signal, you a-holes. God, I can't stand these people. But okay, so let's see. So it's costing more to charge than it is to fill up. And then this Aaron McIntyre, remember when the Secretary of Transportation told Middle America to stop being poor and buy an electric car so they could afford to drive? And I'm going to take a wild guess that diversity will also be the key to solving this little problem. Yeah, slow clap to Aaron McIntyre or Ron McIntyre, whoever you are. Can't get on Twitter, would love to respond, but can't. They're so dumb. Everything they're doing is falling apart. And it's funny to watch. It's funny to watch the implosion. And just like their diversity and inclusion push, you know, saying it's all Whitey's fault for everything. Here's a study. If all white age, this is from Unbiased Crime Report on Twitter, and it's replying to a New York Post article. If all white, Asian, Indian, and Native American people left New York City, murders would stop by, what do you think? What do you think they would drop by? 20%? 30%? How about 50%? How about 7.6%? Yeah, that's right. So if all the white, Asian, Indian, and Native American people left New York City, murders would drop by 7.6%. So what does that mean? It means that Black and Brown people are committing the crimes. Now, if you want to get into, like I have to debate Dallas Jones sometimes, Black and Brown people, you know, they have a lot of racism and inherent bias and whitey. And I said to him last week, I said, so who's in charge of all the cities? Who's in charge of running all the cities and the educational system? It's not Republicans. It's not conservatives. It's y'all. So if you want crime to go down, maybe stop rewarding criminals. Maybe Kim Fox out in Chicago, stop allowing criminals to run the streets and roam free just like illegal aliens do. Because nobody wants that. And this is what the umbrella of the wokeness is, why it's going to implode eventually. And we're watching it. It's a slow implosion. And they're going to go kicking and screaming until the bitter end. But at some point, there will be a pendulum swing back. Just like, you know, with the body positivity movement, you know, having this idealized version of what a woman should look like, skinny, 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 whatever. That's not good. But the pendulum swing to whatever the hell this is, where they are glorifying obesity and it's fat girls everywhere, that's a little too far. We need to go back to the middle. And so eventually what's going to happen is we're going to get back to the middle of people judging people based on content of character and not color of skin, and saying we should probably lock up criminals and drug dealers, and we should not have illegal aliens running rampant through our country. We are going to eventually get back to that. And we're going to get back to the idea of teaching real history. And that doesn't mean no Black history, by the way, wokesters. It means teaching actual history, not fake history like the 1619 Project. Getting back to objective reality, like phonics and math facts, and how to write a sentence, and how to write a paragraph. We're going to get back to the middle, because most people, that's where they are. They do not want this crap. So, you know, look, y'all are overplaying your hand. You're overplaying it big time. The whole world can see what happens when it's just a bunch of woke crap being shoved down our throats. It's everywhere. I didn't even get to the document scandal. Evidently, Joe Biden has classified documents literally everywhere. They're literally shoved up his ass at this point. He's got them all over the place. Some from when he was in the Senate. So how the hell did he get those? I mean, look, if this was happening under Trump, Trump would already be gone. I mean, we all know this, but the media is not reporting it. The media, again, top of the show, doing everything possible to distract you from what's actually going on. Look over here at these UFOs. Dummies. Don't buy it. Don't buy it for a second. Just like if you're listening to this show, you probably never wore a mask and you didn't get vaccinated. And if you did get vaccinated, it was under duress. Don't believe them, because they're lying. They're liars and they're getting caught. It's just going to take some time, y'all, but it will happen, because karma's a bitch and it always comes. Okay, unfortunately, that is my time for today. Make sure you're following me on Instagram at The Box That Rocks. Facebook is Angela Box Public, and I'm terrible about posting on or responding to stuff on those. I just am. Just is what it is. Truth Social at Angela Box. BitChute Rumble at The Box That Rocks, or Angela Soapbox. And everything is warehoused on AngelaSoapbox.com. And this podcast can be found on Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. So go find it, follow it, tell your friends, tell everyone about the good time we have every week, because we kick ass and take names over here. And until next time, everyone, you make sure you keep kicking ass and taking names. Peace.